This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, tonight on the air, coming to you live and direct. This is Wednesday, October the 24th. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air tonight. We're on truthradio.com. We are also downloaded on Galaxy 9, Channel 2, Audio Point 54, and we are rebroadcast across the nation on many of the micro rebroadcasters, good friends of mine in the state of Tennessee. They're doing a good job of rebroadcasting our broadcast all over the nation. Praise Yahweh. We appreciate that, and we're going into foreign countries tonight. Much response from those, our countrymen, our fellow Israelites that are still in Europe and in various places in the earth, praise Yahweh. We are gathering together as a hen would gather her chicks. Praise Yahweh, we got a very interesting message. You call a friend and you assure them that they don't want to miss tonight's message. This could be very informative to you as we're going to teach on chains and the thousand-year reign. Chains. Well, what about the chains today? Let me give you a little up-to-date information about chains. Since the 9-1-1 event of September the 11th, the government can simply, by saying the numbers 9-1-1, they can suspend your rights and freedoms and keep you locked up indefinitely without proof of any crime. They're also working on a world court where there will be no jury, just the court system playing God with your life. Now, lawyers representing some 1,000 people arrested or detained in a national investigation of last month's terrorist attacks say a disturbing picture is beginning to emerge of a behind-the-scenes judicial process. Some in custody, they say, have been denied legal counsel, held indefinitely without charges, suddenly moved without notification to new or secret or unknown locations, or kept in prison even after a judge orders release. The government says the defendants are getting representation, and the measure is a grim necessity in the terrorist fight, but lawyers and activists say that an unknown number of detainees have simply disappeared into what amounts to a secret, unknown until now, legal system. Now the government can simply, by saying the word September the 11th, keep somebody locked up indefinitely. Michael Ball, an attorney from Connecticut representing a Yemen man held in a Memphis prison for a month on a visa violation, said he would work normally, this could be normally solved with a phone call and updated paperwork. Government officials from several agencies have said that those in custody are provided legal representation and that their criminal or immigration charges proceed independently of the terrorism investigation. They acknowledge some in custody are denied release even after a judge orders it, usually because another federal agency decides to hold the person for further questioning in the terrorism investigation. Now, well, what about these chains that are coming into America? Chains and chains. ladies and gentlemen. Well, chain is nothing new. It is a restraining device. Many have been put in chains in the hole, in the brig, in the prison, and in the stockades and things of this nature. So chains are a very, very common occurrence in the prison system. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to talk to you tonight about a great angel that served a prison time. This is a convict. He has been tried in the court of heaven. This is a universal, and we are talking about all galaxies included tonight in the deep, and we're going to get into some very, very interesting information tonight about Satan, that old fox who pulled off the greatest coup in the world, or in the history of this world, by Genesis 3:15, masquerading as a good guy, came down and enticed the woman to receive his seed into her womb, and therefore death by reason of pronunciation at the court as it convened by the mighty ones, the Elohim, and then the war commenced right there. We're going to take you into the mysteries of the thousand-year reign. We can't cover it all tonight. We'll pick it up again tomorrow night and maybe go through the rest of the week on this very exciting, informative message, Chains of Darkness in a Thousand-Year Reign. My. Well, we're going to start here tonight, praise Yahweh, in the scriptures. Call a friend, as I have indicated. Tell them that we're on the air. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Messiah. But no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, yes, Satan has ministers. Oh, you say, yeah, they're the ones that carry those AK-47s. Or on the hills of Afghanistan. Not so. These ministers are in the pulpits across America spewing out the doctrine of the 503cc laws of Babylon and are transforming themselves into patriots as they preach the ministry of the gospel of Babylon and turned into Babel, no doubt, praise Yahweh, or will soon, because whose end shall be according to their works. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very interesting scripture as we now go to begin our lesson tonight on chains of darkness. And we're going to start in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. Remember, we're on the seven trumpets. This is one of the trumpets that has been blown now tonight. We will blow it possibly into the ears for the first time of many listeners. You listen up, praise Yahweh. Take notes. Call me after the show if you need advice on this message, as I will go so fast, no doubt I will either lose you or confuse you. That is not my intention. But I'm on a limited schedule here, and time is very expensive, so I must preach the gospel today and tomorrow to inherit the kingdom. And I saw an angel. Here it comes. Remember, the fifth angel sounded in the ninth chapter, as we read in the ninth chapter of the book of Revelation. This is the fifth angel. And I saw an angel as a star fall from heaven upon the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now, we're going to get into that message tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we are really going to pump it up here and get it going real good into information that could be possibly a valuable lesson for you in what's going on in the world tonight. We are in perilous times, as the scriptures have said. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, this is verse 1, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the question tonight is Satan bound with all of his power? Is he governed? Is he under house arrest somewhere in a distant galaxy? The Bible talked about in the deep. And we're going to explain the language of these coded, encrypted scriptures of the book of Revelation and tell you that the planet where Satan dwells, and he's been there for 1,000 years approximately, and you say, well, buddy, well, since the time of Christ, it's been over 1,000 years. That is quite correct. But let me give you the prophecy of how to count time. Not as man, of course, but as Yahweh would count time. 1,000 years is 1 day. We know that from 2 Peter chapter 3. Now, if 1,000 years is 1 day, then Christ, who was crucified, seen of angels and of witnesses for 40 days, and then disappeared from this planet, because he said in the book of John, I am is the cause to be of all that is, the root cause of the great name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is Yahweh, or Yahweh, how you want to pronounce the vowel points. This is the mighty angel that came down, and be not forgetful to entertain angels. This mighty angel had the key. And ladies and gentlemen, he gave the keys in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelations to Peter. And so then the church has been in charge of keeping old Satan bound for 2,000 years. Now, it's man's time, but it would only be 2 days if we would apply the numerical principles that Peter said. 1 day is 1,000 years, or 1,000 years is 1 day. Now, if Christ has been gone for 2,000 years, it says, after 2 days, he will revive us. Well, before he revives us, Satan must be loosed, as we're going to give you the keys to the kingdom and tell you the great news about how to escape the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh and his angels as they come upon the earth. The beast and the false prophet is controlled by Satan himself. He's a real, genuine angel with eternal life dwelling in him. He cannot be killed. He cannot be destroyed. He can only be restrained or restricted. And the warrant went out for him in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, where there was war in heaven, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Listen to me as we start in the 12th chapter. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, that's old Satan. And the dragon fought with his angels and prevail not, neither was there found any place anymore in heaven. Now, when did this happen? When Christ was incarnated upon the earth, when he came through the woman, born from a virgin. Verse 1 of chapter 12, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman. This is symbolic of a twofold mystery applying. We'll give you the third layer of this unveiling the mystery of the keys of the trumpets of the seven angels as we preach the divine revelation coming down straight out of the anointing of heaven, where we are now authorized to give you and disclose to you the mysteries that's been kept secret since the foundation of the world. Many angels have desired to look into this message and have not been able, and glory to Yahweh as he reveals it through his prophets and his teachers in the last days. This woman was clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, there she is, Mary. The first part of the physical or of the earthly material part is this prophecy was fulfilled, and the count begins just as soon as Christ was born. We know that in a Jubilee cycle, 1996 ended the 404 BC prophecy of Adam, if we count biblical time, the final Jubilee before his coming was in the year 2004. We know that if we back up 4 years taken into account, then we've got a period around 2000 that this prophecy would be fulfilled if he was to be bound for 2 days or 2,000 years. In this scripture, it says 1,000 years. Well, 1,000 years is 1 day, so it could have been 2 days into the prophecy. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of a bottomless pit, a great chain in his hand. What does this chain represent? To restrain, to hold back from the earth. Satan, in the last act that he is going to perform, ladies and gentlemen, that old serpent, the devil, that deceived the whole world, that brought a seed into the earth, and their children, his children, are still roaming the earth as the predators, the blood-sucking Canaanites that is spoken of in the Bible from lid to lid. Beware! Know your enemy! Because your enemy is now here sleeping with you and your friends and neighbors door to door. They have mixed their seed with the holy people trying to disguise themselves, and the thousands upon thousands and thousands times thousands of these little innocent children that disappear every year. Halloween's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your children at home. Do not teach them the ways of the heathen. To dress up like little demons, you may be seeing them for the last time. They may be bringing back a bag full of poison. They may be bringing back sure death, as now we are scared to even open the letters in our homes with the comfort that we have had in the past. No, the world will never be the same. We have changed overnight, and the reason is because we have not repented of our sins, and America must pay. Yes, she's been paying and praying, as the bell box preachers have taught her and seduced and deceived the very elect, as they have filled the temples of stained glass and masonry all over the earth in the guise of Christianity, which is nothing but a false, corrupt Babylon whore that polluted the earth and caused all to wander after the beast. Revelation 13, verse 6, and this beast, this dragon, after his going to be loosed, remember now, this is a two-part prophecy. Remember that there was war in heaven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how does angels fight against one another? Have you ever actually seen the movie Star Wars? Then it would give you some vague resemblance of what happened in the planetary systems of the distant galaxies as the angels of light battled with these fallen angels who are very powerful. And the Bible said the Michael and his angels prevailed. And after that, the dragon had fought against Michael and his angels and prevailed not, neither was there found place any more in heaven. Here it is, verse 9 of chapter 12, Revelation. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out. Right there, I'm going to pause. It says, into the earth. But there is a pause here as Satan is taken to the deep, temporarily restrained from coming to earth until the appointed time. And the Bible said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth after Satan is loosed, for he's coming down knowing that he has but a short time to do his work. We're going to give you the mysteries, unlock them for you, and take you into the depths and the comprehension of the mind and wisdom of the Almighty Yahweh, as he has declared the end from the beginning. Notice this. He cast him into the bottomless pit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is in a place of the deep, somewhere in outer space. This demonic horde, Satan and his angels, were restrained by the angel Yahweh Shua as he conquered death, hell, and the grave, took the keys of hell and death, and bound Satan as Michael and the angels warred through the heavens. There is evidence, scientific evidence, that Mars was once an inhabited planet and long since been destroyed. This is the result of the war in heaven. Many other planets, including the moon, is a proven fact that these craters on the moon were not as a result of meteor showers, as they might suggest, but only those that were taking pot shots with these laser guns of the Elohim as they were firing terrific weapons at each other as they rode through the sky in their chariots. As we give you Psalm 68 last night, and we'll repeat it for you, praise Yahweh. Yahweh is coming with his chariots numbering 20 times 20,000. Over 200,000 of his chariots ready to ride. One angel can destroy in one night's work alone 185,000 earthlings, which is just a night out on the town for him. So you can see the very, very in-depth power of these mighty ones. They're greater in power. They're over man, and they're going to rule. And here it is. Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison. And when he's loosed out of his prison, according to the prophecy of Revelation 13:6, he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. That's what he's coming here for, ladies and gentlemen. And he will destroy them that love the name of Yahweh. You shall be hated of all nations for his name. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, and we're really going to put the gasoline on the fire as we bring it back in the second half. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, where in Revelation chapter 12, again verse 3, the only great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that prophecy was fulfilled in that Canaanite, Edomite, Herod, the Jew, as he sought to kill the man-child. And ladies and gentlemen, remember the scriptures of Matthew chapter 24, where we were at last night. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, know the time is nigh, even at the door. What is the abomination of desolation? In 1948, May the 14th, when that little piece of sand over there was dedicated for a national homeland of these international Canaanites who had been chased out of 37 countries because of their wandering vagabond ways, their gypsy-like nature, their love for pawn shops and silver and gold and things of this nature, when she was established in 1948 by the British mandate. Then the abomination was placed as they tainted the soil, as they were given a national homeland, and they took on the name Israel, and it is more like Israeli. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been deceived, going downhill with our foreign policy tonight. Those same God-loving Jews are there in Bethlehem, Judea, the reputed birthplace of Christ, this Christ child, and every one of them are anti-Christ. They do not believe in Christ. They believe in the holy books that he should be boiled in semen, that he was the result of a illicit love affair by a whorish Hebrew woman and a Roman soldier, And ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and on and on and on how that they are Antichrist. And when you see the abomination of the Antichrist given a homeland and now defended by the power of the world coalition, even the United States does not dictate to Israel, as Mr. Sharon said in his famous quote, "We the Jews, we tell America what to do, and they listen." Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a time of trouble as they go manging and killing with their armored tanks that we built, paid for, and trained them to operate. And now they are there killing these little innocent children, 10 to 12 years old, with slingshots. Here the Palestinians are equipped with rifles. That does no good against this armor-plated steel. That's why they've got the tanks. Now, if the Palestinians had these anti-tank missiles that we so freely gave the Afghans as they fought the Russians, well, maybe the Russians could turn the trick and equip the Palestinians. This is going to escalate, ladies and gentlemen. Other nations is going to start supplying these Palestinian freedom fighters, these brave ones that are fighting against this invasion. They admit it, that they are on alien territory, that it's not their land. It wasn't mandated for them to have this territory that they're in tonight. They're invading force and killing under the name of Antichrist. And the Christian world pays homage and bows the knee to whatever they say. Notice the most feared verse in scriptures for these Antichrist lovers, the bell-box Christians. Here it is. Oh, they tremble at this verse of scripture, and they run to get reassurance from their holy ones, these false prophets that have transformed themselves into angels of light. Revelation 13:16, and he, Satan, caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark at or in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, what is this? This is the false name that Christianity is carved out of the 23rd chapter of the book of their imagination. Give it to the world. The Christians have run with it. All the other major religions already had a false name, so the Christians had to get one, and Satan gladly gave them one. The name of Yahweh is not on their lips. They dare not speak his name. Notice as we go forth now, and I saw thrones, back to chapter 20, and let me start at verse 2, and he laid hold on the dragon. This is the angel that had the key. That old serpent, the devil, bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. There he goes, into outer space. When the war was finally won in heaven, ladies and gentlemen, it was a terrific, all-out, all-engaging war with the whole host of heaven fighting for their very survival because of these renegades had to be dealt with. And they cast him after that they had conquered him in heaven. Remember, he has to be conquered on the earth. For as it is in heaven, so must it be upon the earth. And the last stronghold, place that Satan will battle, these angels, these invading angels, will be on planet earth. This is the final destination for Satan and the angels as they come to deceive the very elect. And ladies and gentlemen, if you thought it was a picnic in this spiritual dry land that we're in a famine, not for bread or water, but for hearing the word of Yahweh, where only a few dare to preach and teach the scriptures because it's not popular. I'm not running for president. I'm not running for the most popular guy on the block. I'm running for the gates of heaven, and I'm pressing toward the mark and the high calling, and I dare say you need to return back to Yahweh. Notice this, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. There he goes. Now, he's going to be there, ladies and gentlemen, For 1,000 years, remember 1,000 years is one day, and one day is 1,000 years, as we count time in Christ, as he counts time numerically, we're going to give you an example here that 2 days have passed. Remember, after 3 days, he will revive us. The church is now getting the information. It has been permitted by the Holy Spirit, as he has engaged my heart, to teach some of the great mysteries that Yahweh gave me, how to reopen the gates of heaven, how to call upon him in a pure setting that is acceptable through prayers and incense and offering up on an altar truly aligned to the true north, where Yahweh sets in the heaven to receive the prayers of the righteous. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now there are altars being built all over America and some even in foreign countries to offer up these acceptable prayers. You say, well, buddy, we've got altars all over this land. They're Baal's altars. They're full of the abomination and tradition of these that have transformed themselves into ministers of light. They're actually ministers of Satan, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. They set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look at this scenario. If 1948 we had the greatest influx after 1948 of unidentified flying objects in the air. Why? Because immediately in 1948 the spirit world began to spring into action as Satan and his angels were loosed. And the first thing that they decided to do was to establish them a point of contact with the serpent seed, their own children, ladies and gentlemen, if you will. And by establishing this, they established them a place to come to in the heavens, or from the heavens, or from the deep where they were sent from. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in for a Donnybrook, as we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Listen to me as I read. They both killed the Messiah and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the house of Israel. Well, who controls all of the press tonight? I ask you, praise Yahweh. Notice this is in 1 Thessalonians. We're going now to 2 Thessalonians, and watch it as we go into the book of 2 Thessalonians. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Ladies and gentlemen, we have fell away from truth. This nation was founded on the principles of the covenant of the book. And yet we have turned this land into a song and a dance. To eat, drink, and be merry. There is a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but from hearing the word of Yahweh. Let no man deceive you by any means, for there shall come a falling away first, and that man of sin, Satan, be revealed the son of perdition. And everybody says, oh, he's going to be a flesh and blood man. Ladies and gentlemen, cannot these fourth dimensional beings, is it not proven that even after Christ was crucified and resurrected, that he could eat and drink in this dimensional body that he took on from the fifth dimension? Is it not also acceptable that Satan and his angels, as they come down to these lower dimensions, that their bodies themselves turn more dense and they appear as flesh and blood creatures? Notice this. Verse 4. Satan will then oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, or all that is worshipped, so that he as God. Who's the Christians waiting on? Oh, they're either waiting on the rapture, as I spoke to you last night on that subject, or they're waiting on Jesus to return to sit in the temple that the Jews are going to build. Can you see the correlation? Can you see the connection of deceit as we teach it to you tonight? So that he is God. The God of this world, of course he's God. He's the God that has been given dominion to rule for a short reign upon the earth. And he knows when he's cast out, and he's coming to the earth. He has but a short time, and ladies and gentlemen, he will be riding a fast horse. Remember that he will show himself that he is God. And here goes the Christians over to Jerusalem. Oh, my, my, my. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen such deceit? And then shall that wicked one, because it is the mystery of iniquity, until it's taken out of the way, and when that mystery of iniquity is taken out of the way, and how is it taken out? By the mouth of the prophets, as they speak with the flame and fire of the truth of the gospel, will unveil Satan for who he really is. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, that's his prophets, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We're going to have divine intervention with the angels, Michael and Gabriel, and the whole host of heaven, including Yahweh himself, coming to a neighborhood near you to gather together the elect. And remember, I told you that he's going to gather the tares. He's going to burn them. There won't be one Canaanite left in the house of Yahweh. Oh, my, hallelujah. I feel chills and thrills. Even him, verse 9, who is after the working, his coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to deceive, and the gospel of the Antichrist are teaching that their God is coming back to build a temple or to set in a temple that they built for him. Ladies and gentlemen, that will enter now under the name Jesus Christ, the mark of the beast, will enter in to the temple of God, the God of this earth, and he will sit on that temple throne, and all of the world will be the path to his door. And whosoever will not worship him will be imprisoned, killed, or tormented, or persecuted with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11 is very, very needful to be injected here. For this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see the plan unfolding here, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is coming down here to reign after the 1,000 years, not before. We're going to prove it to you as we read in the 5th verse. Let me start at 4th. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, judgment was given to them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness. We'll get into that tomorrow night as we go down deeper into the 1,000-year reign. I'm going to get into this and unfold it and tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the 1,000-year reign has done expired. We are now at the end of the 1,000-year restraint on Satan. He will now appear shortly, coming up on a screen near you. Praise Yahweh, and you will see miracles and signs and wonders and all lying and all deceivableness that he would deceive the very elect. Oh, he's going to come in peacefully, too. He's going to have the key of peace. Isn't that what we need, ladies and gentlemen? Don't we need some divine intervention, be it good or bad? These devils that are going to be loosed out of the bottomless pit. Here we go back to chapter 9, Revelation, praise Yahweh. Notice what I say here. The chain is going to be cut. And I saw the fifth angel, and he came to earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and after opening it, he opened it, and the smoke out of the pit, Is that familiar, ladies and gentlemen? 911, smoke from the pit, still going up into the air in this great city, New York City, Babylon, and it was commanded that they should not hurt the earth or the grass or any green thing, but only those that had not the seal of Yahweh in their forehead. You see, they can see through their epileptic visionary process of fourth dimension beings, they can see who you are. And if you have the seal of the Almighty Yahweh, they can't touch you. They can persecute you. They can torment you. And they can kill you. But they can't have the soul or the spirit being inside. It's locked. It's sealed. And they know it. Praise Yahweh. They will cause you to fear them all. But remember, in that day, Yahweh will pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And there shall be a revival of Samsons, the mighty ones, with the jawbone of an ass. One can chase the thousand. And two can put 10,000 into flight. Here we are. Judgment was given unto them which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark. Remember, the mark is a name. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a chip. That is a Babylon proper. We're talking about a spiritual power for spiritual worshipers in their foreheads, the image of the beast causing you to think like they do and be deceived. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now, here we are, the first resurrection. We'll get into that tomorrow night and cover it on the 1,000-year reign on the first resurrection. Now, notice this. But, the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Ladies and gentlemen, the first resurrection has already happened. And these got up with Christ in the second resurrection. We'll prove it tomorrow night as we go into the depth of the Scriptures to open up your understanding. My, how time has flown. We're down here at the bottom of the hour. I only have about 3 or 4 minutes. I need to talk to you about how you can get in touch with Pastor Buddy. Most of the time I get carried away and don't even make an appeal for you to help this ministry. I need your help tonight. If you're interested in getting baptized in the name of Yahweh, then give me a call tonight. If I'm not available for the call, your call can be forwarded to voicemail. And then leave me a message, and I will return your call, contact you as soon as possible. Arrangements can be made with you on what to do to avoid the mark of the beast. And tonight, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Pick up that phone and be the first one to call after the broadcast. Also, you can write me. Sit down and write me. Minnie House. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. This is Pastor Buddy. I am one of the last day prophets of Yahweh, speaking to the sheep. Come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. I'm sponsored tonight by Miracle 2. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on national news, this was national news, what I have been telling you for the last 2 months, what the originator told you last week on my show as a guest, Clayton Tatterton, that Miracle 2 soap suds can decontaminate all of your contaminated clothes and items that you have come in contact with any biological bacteria. This Miracle 2 suds will cure what ails you. Remember, I told you that the government had been interested in the formula of Miracle 2. We have scientific evidence that the government has now duplicated or imitated the process, counterfeited it, if you will, but they got enough of the ingredients, they say, in the soap suds to decontaminate your entire body with soap suds. And Pastor Buddy told you that 2 months ago. It just came out tonight on national news. And ladies, we're 2 months, and gentlemen, we're 2 months ahead with the truth here. You're getting it firsthand tonight, what will be front page news a month or two from now, as we have taught you that there's war in heaven. Our telephone call for Miracle 2 is 888-281-7320, 877-289-7439, or 866-761-0438. All of them are toll-free. Call tonight for the product Miracle 2. Get safe. You're going to need it. Fire's coming to America. We're going to have nuclear war here, ladies and gentlemen, and the earth will not escape, for Satan is coming down to destroy the earth, and he's coming in a quick fix. Praise Yahweh. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy greeting all the lost sheep in the house of Israel. Yahweh bless.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.